Good morning. My name is Ed Holohan, and this is The View from Here. I was thinking about jerks today. I was watching a documentary about Jacques-Louis David, the prominent painter of the French court and then of the Revolution. David, who became court painter to the Emperor Napoleon, once painted a picture depicting Leonidas, the king of Sparta, who was defeated by the Persians and died at the Battle of Thermopylae. When Napoleon saw the painting, he asked David, "Why would you want to waste your time painting a loser?" "I'm serious," he said that. That sounded remarkably like something our president might say. And then it occurred to me that, as outrageous as he can be, Trump is not the first person in history to say really stupid stuff. While he is our first jerk, he is by no means the first jerk. Which, of course, leads to the question, who was the first jerk? My first reaction was, why Cain, Abel's brother, in the Bible. It wasn't bad enough that his parents got thrown out of paradise. He had to go and kill his brother. I've heard the version that says Cain killed Abel in a dispute over a skateboard. Well, I'm not so sure about that, but I do know that the first guy to murder someone has to be on the short list for first jerk. I know some of you are thinking that his mom, Eve, should get the title. Well, I disagree. Eve was guilty of being human, which is to say flawed. Flawed is not the same as murderous, so I'll go with Cain on this one. Now here's where it gets complicated. I, and most of us for that matter, grew up with art depicting that first family of humans. The art made them look like us. Maybe better built and sexier, but look like modern Western folks, nonetheless. We know now, unless you think that the Flintstones version of history is correct, that humans didn't begin to look like us until Cro-Magnon people came along somewhere about, 50,000 years ago. For the million or so years before that, our ancestors were another story altogether. So, back to the point. Can Cro-Magnon Cain be the first jerk? Or do we need to go back, way back, to earlier people? I, for one, am quite sure that humans did not wait around until 48,000 years ago to produce the original jerk. Well, maybe we need to define jerk. Yeah, that's it. A jerk should have at least three of the most obvious traits possessed by our president. Our current jerk-in-chief. Vanity, lack of empathy, greed, social dysfunction, cruelty, willful ignorance, misogyny. Oh, I could go on, but you get the picture. Okay. The scene is the African savanna a few hundred thousand years ago. Ugg, who is married to Willow, has forgotten his promises 5 minutes after leaving the cave for work. He sees his niece, Blossom, on the trail. He stands to the side and he ogles her up and down as she passes. Now she's embarrassed and disgusted. She tells him to go take a hike. He thinks, she likes me. Or how about Mongo? He was the first guy to tell a kid, if you don't shut up, I'll give you something to really cry about. Anyone who thinks that intimidation is the path to order, well, that's a jerk. Do you suppose the original jerk was the first guy that had all these terrible attributes? I think we're on to something here. If you want to define the first jerk, just look to our first jerk, the guy in the White House. Strap on your imagination and think of the very first guy who believes he's smarter, tougher, sexier, stronger, the most unfairly treated, and the greatest in history. And you'll have found them. The original, the first jerk.